This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey, connecting by phone now. If my audio sounds a little different than it usually does, we're experiencing some technical issues with our internet connections at our home station. We're going to press on. Hispanic Heritage Month ended just a few days ago, but Illinois' Latino and Latina residents make contributions to our state throughout the year. The people within those communities, however, can often go unnoticed. As we talked about just a few weeks ago on our program, there's a limited amount of Spanish language media available downstate, and often Latino communities are not as connected to or involved in the places they live. Yolanda Alonso saw this firsthand after she moved to the Bloomington Normal area with her husband and daughter in 2019. Earlier in life, she'd spent years as a newspaper reporter in Mexico and also lived elsewhere in the United States. And last year, she took action, starting a project called Latinos en Blono, and eventually started sharing interviews of members of the Bloomington Normal Latino community. Those interviews are now the subject of an exhibit at Illinois Art Station in Normal. It's called We Are the Latinos en Blono, Nuestras Historias en Palabras y Fotografías, Our Stories in Words and Photographs. It's open through November 4th. Here to talk about her exhibit, her work, and her experiences is Yolanda Alonso, the founder of Latinos en Blono. Yolanda, welcome to the 21st show. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me.
So let's just start with, what can people expect to see if they can make it to the exhibit?
Yeah, well, the exhibit, it shows that 11 interviews. We have a writer, a musician, two professors of Illinois State University at ISU, a pre-K teacher, community volunteers, workers, engineers, and they are sharing their stories with us. They are sharing the challenges that they are facing living in a new place, in a new place with a different language, with a different culture, with a different food, with different everything, isn't it? So even I think when this activity is about the Latino community, it's important and it's for everyone because everyone can take a look and know about the Latino community.
So what you mentioned, some of the people who they are, engineers and writers and other people, and some of the challenges they've experienced, what other things have you talked about? What are some of the stories they've shared that have really stuck out at you?
Yeah, well, we talk about the migration stories. We talk about the challenges, the reflections, their experience, the catharsis, their feelings to live in a new place.
So that's the exhibit specifically. And I mentioned that this grew out of a blog called Latinos en Blono. Take me through what you do with that.
Yeah, well, I want to be a bridge for the Latino community because I saw that there is a growing Latino community in Bloomington and Normal, but some of the people, they don't speak English, so they can't read in English, they can't speak. It's a great challenge when you saw that and when you saw and know that story, that they are living in a new place and they can understand almost nothing. And sometimes they are parents, so they need to show them to their kiddos the way to do the things. So It's a big, big challenge for them. So I want to create a bridge to communicate, to be an effective tool, a digital tool for them to bring in some information in Spanish, in our first language, so they can have something and a tool to move forward and to do the things in Bloomington Normal. So I want to do something different in the area, and I share information, tips, things to do, recommendations.
So as I mentioned, you moved to Bloomington Normal in 2019. Yes. How connected, or maybe the question is disconnected, was the Latino community there, especially as the COVID-19 pandemic hit and played out. What effect did that have as you were adjusting to life in this new community?
Yes, I moved 6 months before the lockdown for COVID. So after the lockdown, I start to see the community in a different way. And I saw that the people, the Latino community, is facing a lot of challenges. So I say, like, we need a tool. We need a different tool for everyone to be connected to the people, to be connected with the community and the place that we are living now, because there are these feelings that they don't live or they don't belong to Bloomington normal. They are in a between space. They are not anymore in their hometown, and they are like they don't feel like they belong to the new place. So this part to be in between is hard to face in. So I want to bring this opportunity, this tool to them to feel connect with the place that we belong now.
So talk about then, how did you get started with this? How did you decide to make that into a blog? And I guess maybe the question to ask is, how did your own experience in journalism help you or make you decide to go this way, to try and build these connections?
Yes, I worked 11 years in Mexico in a newspaper, and it was it's a big newspaper. Well, maybe sometimes we have a few people working over there, so we have a lot of changes to do the work and to experience in a new place and do new tasks. So I think that I learned a lot of things. And that experience, I want to be a tool to help my Latino community. And everything starts with a why. Why we were the only Latinas in the room, with my daughter, with my husband, in the parades, in the museum, in the theater, in the library. So I start to know a little bit more and more and more the community, and I discovered that the people is not, they don't feel connect, they don't feel like they belong, they don't have the information in their first language. So I say, maybe I can create something, I can do something to help them and to visit everyone, the places. Bloomington and Roma offer a lot of events, free events for the community. So it's a good way to be connected with the community.
If you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about Latinos en Blono. It's a blog highlighting the experiences of Latino and Latina community members in the Bloomington Normal area. It also aims to build community. And through November 4th, some of the blog's interviews have been turned into an exhibit in Normal's Illinois Art Station. We're talking about all this with Yolanda Alonso, the founder of Latinos en Blono. She started the blog last year. She's lived in Bloomington Normal with her family since 2019. Earlier in her life, she spent years as a newspaper reporter in Mexico. So what sort of feedback have you gotten from people in Bloomington Normal, both in the Latino community and outside of it, about the work you've been doing?
Yeah, the people is saying, like, they're using this tool. They are having the information easier. That is easier to find it. So they are starting to enjoy the events and the community.
Can you talk about the importance of the work you're doing, especially for those, as you mentioned, a lot of people maybe don't speak English or they're still learning English when they come here?
Yes. I think it's a very life-changing thing to start to speak English, to understand English, because if you just think that if someone is not able to go to the grocery store and if someone is speaking to them, they can understand, they can read anything in English, and they can say anything in English too.
So the work you do is by and for the Latino community of Bloomington Normal and maybe even Latino communities in other parts of Illinois. What do you think people outside those communities can take away from your work?
Yeah, but we have some followers that they are not Latinos, but they are interested in the work that we are doing, and they want to connect with the Latino community. So I think this work is for everyone. Because not everything is in, some of the posts are only in Spanish, but some of them are in English and Spanish. So you can access to that information. And also the media makes the translation sometimes to English. So everyone can read the information that we share over there.
What do you hope people will learn from the exhibit in particular, putting this in a sort of physical space?
Yeah, well, I would like to know the project, to know the community, to know that we have a lot of people working so hard in the community to achieve their commitments, to achieve the American dream, their experience that they want to share with everyone. So I think the community can have an idea of what it's to be a Latino in the United States.
Mm-hmm. So what do you hope to do with Latinos in Blono moving forward in the future?
Yeah, well, we are having we are working in a new exhibit. We will have this exhibit at Illinois Art Station this Saturday, October 1st, and the next Saturday, the November 4th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Illinois Art Station. And the next project, we are working in a new exhibit at Normal Public Library. It will be from November. It will be in the exhibit from November to December. And we are going to bring some of the portraits of the Latino community to celebrate the Day of the Dead and to celebrate the Latino community, to keep our customs and our traditions alive.
Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertes. That's November 2nd from 6 to 8, right?
Yes.
At the
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I want to thank Yolanda Alonso, founder of Latinos in Bluno. Thank you for being with us and sharing your work with us today on the 21st show.
Thank you so much for the invite.
Coming up on the show on Monday, we're going to be taking another look at perspectives on the conflict that's been happening in Israel and Gaza with the Israeli, the Hamas attack on Israel and Israel's response. We've seen many civilian casualties now on both sides, obviously in Hamas's initial attack, but also in Israel's response. We're going to talk with a couple of state representatives. State politicians don't often wade into foreign issues, but this is one that has prompted a lot of feelings to run high on all sides. We'll be talking about that with Representative Dan Didich, who is a member of the Jewish Caucus in the Illinois General Assembly, as well as Representative Abdel Nasser Rashid, who's the first Palestinian American member of the Illinois General Assembly. Up Monday on the 21st show. And that's all the time we have for our program today. The 21st show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thanks to the band Public Access for our theme music. I want to urge you to visit our website. You can join our texting group while there, or you can send us an email, leave us a voicemail. All the ways to contact us, again, are at our website, 21stshow.org. You can also find links to subscribe to our podcast, or just seek us out on Apple or Spotify. Search for The 21st Show. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again on Monday.